Israel's lightning speed victory over its Arab neighbors in June of 1967 stunned the world and surprised even the Israelis themselves. Most analysts agree that the Six-Day War transformed the Arab-Israeli conflict, the Middle East as a whole, and U.S.-Israeli ties forever.
You know, the Israeli pushback of the combined Arab armies and the conquest of territory suddenly gave Israel cards to play in negotiations with the Arab states that it did not have before. There's a direct line from the 1967 war's outcome in Israel's conquest of Sinai and the Egyptian-Israeli peace treaty.
Israel won control of all of Jerusalem and increased the buffer zone between it and its Arab neighbors.
At that time in 1967, when you have enemies coming from all sides, expanding your territory is important just militarily and strategically.
But that expansion meant that Israel would be controlling a large Palestinian population, the occupied territory, and the claims by Israelis and Palestinians for their own independent state form the crux of the unresolved conflict 5 decades later. 2 generations of Israelis and Palestinians have never known anything but physical and psychological separation.
Young Israelis and young Palestinians are more skeptical than their parents and grandparents about the prospects for a two-state solution. Majorities of Israelis and Palestinians still prefer a two-state outcome to any other outcome of their conflict, but they believe less and less that it's going to happen in their lifetimes.
During a recent visit to Israel, President Donald Trump said he is personally committed to helping Israelis and Palestinians achieve a peace agreement, and that he believes both sides want peace. Cindy Sain, VOA News, the State Department.